As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
Thank you for your patience, everyone. This is the first time we've ever done a Friday training from Egypt, so I want to thank everyone for joining us and for your patience. But I was super excited. I didn't want to back down from doing what we're doing here because I think a lot of people want to learn sales, and they think when they want to learn sales, it's only about selling something in a sales career. But I think everyone has to understand that selling is the ability to articulate a value to exceed what you're asking for. And this one quality allows you to sell through life, and it allows you to be an intelligent follower, to be a leader. And so selling, number one, isn't just a profession. It's a mindset that drives every interaction in life, from selling products and ideas to solution services to presenting yourself at every stage of your life. Success hinges on your intention and your energy. And this lesson will explore the principles that I've learned over my lifetime, not just the 35 years of being a sales professional, but in my lifetime of the principles of selling with purpose and intention, alignment and action and adjustment with objectives, trajectories, and allowing to put things into context in a framework that challenge us to be uncomfortable, to ask and to understand that confidence comes from practicing, and comfortability will expand into all the different areas of your life. And the purpose is so key in selling through life. Your purpose drives your success. Many of you have heard me talk about your purpose needs to be greater than your pain in order for us to not lack the commitment necessary to be successful, because it won't be the mistakes that you make that will stop you from getting to where you want to be or better. It'll be the lack of commitment and the lack of learning from that commitment to adjust from where we thought we want to be or better. But we have to be able to sell with the intention, with the purpose. That means focusing singularity on the value that you can bring to others rather than just utilizing a transaction, a trade, a negotiation to close a transaction. And that transaction doesn't have to be a product, service, solution, or a brand. It can be your normal course of relationships, because purpose-driven selling through life fosters trust. It builds all relationships, and it ensures our sustainability, our lasting success to expand, grow through the mistakes that we're going to make, to never lack the commitment that's necessary in order to get to where we want to be faster, more accurately, or better than we want to be. People buy on your frequency and your energy before they are even capable of listening or of hearing what you want to say or wanting to hear what you want to say. I always say that credibility is the number one thing that's overlooked when we're selling through life. That once we start overselling, back-end selling, lying, manipulating, or cheating, or we're not capable of articulating a value to exceed clearly, then what happens is people start looking for shortages, voids, obstacles. They start looking to discredit us. And a lot of people will move on that credibility because they don't have the confidence by practicing the articulation. They don't have clarity. They don't have balance and purpose and intention to create a foundation for any transaction, to build the relationships, to foster trust, to ensure a lasting interaction of providing people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like. Or selling our way through lives also means asking for what we like or asking someone to help us with what we don't like. If we can align our intention with the trajectory in what I call a divine direction of the needs of the people that we interact with, we can transform every interaction into an opportunity to be grateful, to appreciate, to add value to any circumstance, regardless of the context and circumstances of each and every day. And so as we look to transform every action into a positive interaction and build relationships, foster trust, and ensure growth within the sustainability of success of all of our interactions, we need to ask ourselves, what am I trying to communicate right now? Am I being purposeful and credible in the alignment with what I'm trying to articulate or say? And if we can reflect on how our intention shapes our approach, number one, by aligning it with the circumstances of the day, a reality of the day, and then taking action according to the circumstances, the lessons that we've learned, and the trajectory or the divine direction in which we want to be on, we can then improve our interactions to build relationships, foster trust, and ensure growth or lasting success in a purpose-driven process. And to understand how important it is to know why we're doing something and the purpose that we're doing, and practice articulating that purpose to exceed the pain, exceed that pain, or to add more value to someone of what they like or what they don't like. One of the things that I see is a lot of people have a pleasing personality. And we can use that as a secret weapon, or it can be utilized to interfere with what we want, to create interference by not having the clarity, balance, and focus and intention in the trajectory according to the circumstances, and creating that wishy-washy non-prioritization that occurs that a lot of pleasers have. But being a pleasing personality can be your secret weapon. Why does it matter? Because your personality is your most powerful tool in these transactions in life to build those relationships, foster trust and credibility, and ensure the growth, sustainability, acceleration, and the attraction that you want. This confidence and positivity allows you to have composure that inspires people, that inspires credibility, inspires trust, and creates a more meaningful connection. Remember, people interact with you on emotion for logical reasons, and they're giving meaning to everything that they see based off of those emotions, the energy spoken about earlier in action, to be able to adjust their meaning that may be predetermined. And so we want to make sure that we're confident, positive, that we inspire trust, but most importantly, that we're creating a meaningful connection by allowing them and aligning them with the meaning that we want them to see. And in order to do so, the pleasing personality has a positive mental attitude that combines not only a singularity of focus mentioned above, but self-control. The self-control, if we can control our impulses, it fosters an environment where both or all people feel the value and are understanding the value. They can agree upon that we're helping each other and know people that can help each other, that we're giving each other more of what we like or taking away what we don't like. And as people buy on emotion for logical reasons. And that emotion is what they like and don't like, which garners and elevates the credibility by being vulnerable, by being honest, and allowing our energy, our frequency, and our personality, this pleasing personality, this appreciative personality, to provide more value than we're asking for in all circumstances, situations, and transactions, in building these relationships, fostering trust, etc., to set the stage for a more successful community of people that want to help each other and know people that will help each other. And if we practice by just simply introducing ourselves with positivity and confidence in a short amount of time. So we could practice via audio, video, mirror, friends, family, associates, it doesn't matter. If we can practice being able to introduce ourselves with a positive and confident manner to build credibility and to make an emotional connection, because people bound emotion for logical reasons, to give a certain meaning to that connection, because we all give meaning to everything that we see, whether or not we're predisposed to some sort of judgments, conditions, separations that occur before we meet someone, we can focus in on making this a genuine and memorable connection of essence, of a true frequency of essence, of people connecting not only in the credibility by being vulnerable and honest, repetitive in nature as well, but actually to make it rememberable, which means you have to be repetitive. So don't be afraid, for example, to repeat your phone number or your name or something that can allow people to remember your name. Like, my name is David Meltzer. That's like seltzer with an M. And when I finish up a conversation that someone I just met, creating that connection, I may say, don't forget, you know, my name's David Meltzer. That's like seltzer with an M. Those are the type of things in a pleasing personality that can be utilized as a secret weapon to create and build trust as well as credibility, and to create a stronger bond in the emotional connection, knowing that people will buy and relate with you on emotion for those logical reasons, and the logical reasons they give meaning to. Two people could take the same logic and make two separate meanings of that logic. That's especially true here in Egypt. You know, so many people look at certain things and they use from the logic of how the heck did they build these pyramids, or how could they move an obelisk this far, or whatever incredible things. I'm looking at it. One meaning is that there was an incredible amount of people, an incredible amount of time, an incredible amount of innovation in the Egyptian culture, and other people may believe it's aliens. Same exact circumstances and same exact logic, but a different meaning to the logic of how these incredible structures are built and moved and maintained even. The next lesson within the context of selling our way through lives in order to have credibility and emotional attachment, to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what we're asking for through all of this intentional commitment or purpose, is to have the definiteness of purpose, right? So a lot of people may not be so certain because they're still looking contextually outside of themselves. And there's no certainty outside of yourself because the circumstances change at a moment's notice and are significantly impacting each and every 24-hour period that we're guaranteed every day of our life, except for the last day of our life. So to have a definiteness of purpose is an essential in order to sell through life and be intentional about what we're doing. So you need to know what you're explaining. You need to know the value of what you're explaining. You need to know the reasons, the impacts, the capability, and why it matters. Clarity builds confidence and trust. That's obvious, but clarity fuels that confidence when we have a definiteness of purpose, when we're clear, balanced, and focused of understanding why it matters. We give meaning to everything we see. We have certainty inside of us of what we see and the meaning we give it. And it more that we are definite about it, the more people trust our definiteness of purpose. The second thing we should think about as essential in order to utilize intention and purpose in that process is understanding other people's needs. And to understand what other people need, we have to use the open-ended question template. So along with the exercises guides in the Selling Through Life exercise that I have, I also will provide you guys an open-ended question template that allows you to best understand how to get people more of what they like, take away what they don't like, to understand the needs of those people. And so just email me anytime during the training or after, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com, and we will help everyone learn how to understand what others need. The key is to be more interested than interesting, but to utilize a template in order to listen better, because listening is the key to being more interested than interesting. God gave you two ears and only one mouth, but we can uncover the value of what people like and don't like. We can uncover the true desires of why it matters to us. It allows us to align what we're talking about with what everyone here wants to and how we can benefit from it. And everyone may be able to take a different meaning, but also a different value out of every circumstance or transaction in every relationship as we build it and emit more trust and credibility, as well as sustain or grow at an accelerated pace, that community of people in that value. One of the exercises in the open-ended question template is to ask people, one, to find out if they have an open mind or not. You know, a lot of people try to sell or to communicate with a closed mind, which is impossible. So I always institute the three no rule, which I also can send to you to make sure that I'm trying to find someone to communicate with an open mind. The Total Bestable community today has grown exponentially. So a lot of people, we used to have to keep pounding our prospects and keep asking the same people. But you don't have to do that today. We just have to find the open mind, ask open-ended questions, find out by being more interested in interesting what they like and don't like, what they're doing today, how we can provide value by giving more of each of those. And when we can practice by pairing up and role-playing with people in circumstances that are most important to us. I do this with my kids when they have a important transaction, communication, relationship, I role play with them. And I uncover the needs of each individual within the context of a short amount of time, like 3 minutes. And remember, there's only one way to get better at whatever you want to get better at, and that's to practice it with the behaviors aligned with where you want to be or better. And that allows you, in order to accelerate to where you want to be or better, by practicing the behaviors that get you where you want to be or better.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, one of my favorite parts of the holidays is the feeling of warmth and connection that comes with it, whether it's spending time with loved ones, wrapping up in a cozy blanket, or sipping on a hot chocolate while watching a holiday movie. December always brings a special kind of comfort. But I've also learned over the years that true comfort, the kind that lasts beyond the holiday season, comes from taking care of your mental and emotional well-being. Therapy is an incredible tool for achieving that lasting sense of comfort and growth. It's not just about working through challenges. It's about learning how to set boundaries, build positive coping strategies, and become the best version of yourself. And that's not something limited to people who've experienced major trauma. It's a resource that can benefit everyone, no matter where they are in their journey. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp is a fantastic option to consider. It's completely online, designed to be convenient and flexible, so it fits easily into your busy schedule. All it takes is a quick questionnaire to match you with a licensed therapist who's right for you. And if you ever want to switch therapists, you can do so at no extra charge. It's therapy on your terms, and that makes it accessible to everyone. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/playbook today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/playbook.
As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
Another essential in this idea, excuse me, of being intentional, purposeful in selling through life, no matter what it is something that a lot of people don't talk about. They might be afraid to talk about it because they give it some spiritual, religious, philosophical, or theoretical meaning to it. But within the context of selling through life, communicating and appreciating, adding value to everybody else and building a community of people that appreciate each other, you have to have faith or belief in what you're talking about. You have to actually believe what you're talking about. If not, you're not going to admit the essence of what you are, and they're going to wonder why there's a whole shortage or obstacle, not in the facts maybe, but in your energy. And so your faith in what you're communicating is essential, along with, of course, the understanding and definition of purpose. And we need to make sure that we reflect on a time that you may have doubted yourself and what you were talking about and what impact it has on what it is. So if you think about a time when you wanted to pursue something, but doubt created a lack of success or interference of where you want to be or better. Another essential that we could talk about is going the empty mile. So many people, when it comes to this idea of building trust and maintaining and building relationships and building a community of people that want to help each other, know people that they want to sell through life. And remember, the key to selling through life is to build a community at an early age and keep building it by being kind to your future self, by providing value to people, by building a bigger and bigger community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. Because if you do that, you will have a bunch of people for life that you're selling to and buying from each other and selling to each other for life. No better way to maintain a successful life in the context of selling through life. But a lot of people think it's okay when they're selling through life to go the extra mile. But the problem is you can only go the extra mile every once in a while. You can't exceed expectations of people all the time. You can't put in the extra effort all the time. And I prefer to utilize time to not go the extra mile, but to go the empty mile, to figure out your non-negotiables in life and to give it a minimum amount of time, 7 days a week. That's why I've been doing these trainings for over 25 years. Even though I'm in Egypt, I want to go the empty mile. I don't want to miss. I give it a minimum amount of time to pour into my community, to do my best, to do more than people expect. And eventually, I will receive more than I expect. And by understanding the physics of intention, that when we give our intention and our attention to something, it equals the coincidences, the consequences, the results that we want. It coincides the universe. But if we do it 2 minutes minimum a day, it's worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. Attention and intention are exponential acceleration, and it compounds itself because it's an energy. Intention is an energy, and energies aggregate, accelerate, and compound their outcomes. And so I want to encourage all of you to go the empty mile. The next essential is one that I'm probably going to do a training on, which is imagination. Create imagination or specific imagination. Creativity opens doors and it solves problems. You cannot create a answer in the same consciousness in which it was created. You can't create a solution. It doesn't solve anything in the same consciousness. So how do we create a new consciousness? We imagine it, right? We elevate something that's outside of our conscious into a subconscious or an unconscious frequency. And now attention, the attention and intention plus imagination, now that creates an exponential of opportunity, not just the acceleration and aggregation of the outcome. It actually, attention plus intention plus imagination equals exponential opportunities, options, touches of favor. So instead of just giving 100%, we now elevate our awareness through creativity and imagination of all that we're given. And then we can talk about the receiving and the asking for more component of it as well. But imagination is essential. Both specific and creative imagination allows us to solve problems. Believe it or not, you can use AI to help you create exponential opportunities, options, and touches of favor to expand your consciousness. If you're having difficulty with a problem, or you keep in a clue and a pattern of the same results again and again, then why not just put into ChatGPT, you know, how would Einstein solve this? Or how would David Meltzer, speaker, author, entrepreneur, solve this? Or how would Wayne Dyer or Deepak Chopra or Tony Robbins solve this problem? The nice thing about ChatGPT is it actually solves problems in a different consciousness. It allows you not only to have a definite purpose and to have attention, focus, and intention, purpose, but it also allows you to change through your imagination to create exponentiality of not just outcomes, but opportunities, options, and touches of favor that will lead to even greater acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of outcomes. The sixth essential is persistence. We talked about at the beginning of this that it's not going to be the mistakes that you make. My personal belief, most people don't make enough mistakes. Most people don't make enough mistakes. In fact, I feel every human being doesn't make enough mistakes, but it is the lack of commitment, not the mistakes, that will stop you or create failure in your life, shortages, voids, and obstacles, not the mistakes. Resilience is essential to overcoming obstacles and closing and creating opportunities, options, such as favor to creating the community. And it's this persistence of every single day to learn lessons, because through persistence, we can learn to love what we used to hate, used to not like, used to be punishment. We turn punishment into promotion, protection, and perfection. And persistent will do that. And if we use the wisdom from the mistakes that we make and we continue our faith that we're going to be in a better place, a better position, we can see how essential this is, persistence in the context of selling through life. Definite purpose, understanding the open-ended question guides and open minds, understanding what value you bring, what they like and don't like, having faith and being able to articulate the value to see what you're asking for, going the empty mile, having specific and creative imagination plus persistence by learning what we don't like or don't love, other people learning what they don't like or what they don't love. Now, selling itself through life is about value, and true salesmanship is to be a servant leader, to serve others. My actual name means beloved servant. David means beloved. Meltzer is a waiter or a servant. And to focus in on what other people like and don't like allows us to create the value, and it allows us to create and build the relationship and harness trust and credibility and emotional attachment. And so if we can understand what people are doing today according to the subject matter, topic, and expertise that they have, and what they like and don't like about that subject matter, topic, or expertise, we have laid the groundwork utilizing what we've learned above in order to facilitate practicing creating a behavior that's aligned with where you want to be or better, of feeling comfortable and confident of articulating our essence, the value that it has, and it leaves a legacy that is sustainable, that grows, accelerates, compounds exponentially, not just the outcomes, but the options, opportunities, and touches of favor for the future, because it builds that community for us. And success in life begins with this ability of what we call sales, to sell through life with intention. Selling isn't about product, services, or solutions, or brand. It's about value and building a neighborhood, a community of people at the same frequency that are creating value for each other by knowing where they are today, according to the subject matter, topic, or expertise in which they have, to complement one another, to create confidence and comfortability in that trust, that credibility, and also strengthen the neighborhood with an emotional bond, because people, of course, will give meaning to everything they see. In other words, they're bonded by the emotion, but they have to have aligned meaning to the logic that they're using, in other words, or in order to fulfill the purpose at hand. We want to make sure that we every day revisit our definite purpose, but also maintain the impulse control that we have. We need to commit intentionally to the growth and communication mindset and actions. Alignment, action, and adjustment. Create personal missions, not commissions, in where that intention should take us in a trajectory, a divine direction, allowing all the detours to be divine and allowing patience, persistence for the divine timing to illustrate and elevate what exactly we wanted in the first place, which may not come in the materialization or the form in which we wanted. And so as we look through the how to sell through life with intention of purpose, remember, it is the purpose that needs to be greater than your pain that drives the sustainable success in your life. Use your pleasing personality correctly as a secret weapon. Use the six essentials in selling with intention, with the definite purpose, the open-ended question guide, which I'll provide you this exercise and the guide, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. And if you haven't picked up my book, I'm still sending that out for free, signing it, sending it, paying for shipping the book. Have faith in what you do. Believe, go the empty mile, imagination, both specific and creative, and learn to love what you don't like and don't love. Learn to love what other people don't like and that other people don't love, and with persistence. And remember, life will tell you all the secrets. It'll be easy. It'll dissipate, dissolve, and disappear. The dis-easy. Sell with service, understand value, build your community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. They will buy from you and sell for you for life, and you will do the same for them. That's the legacy that we want for everyone. I want to thank everyone from Egypt for joining me on this incredible Selling Through Life training. Remember, if you would like the exercise and guide, Selling Through Life, if you want the open-ended question guide, if you want my book, David@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.